Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nasze programy oferują wiele języków. Prosimy zobaczyć suprememastertv.com/schedule.
When you know if it's your ego rise its head up, then you ignore it. You say, no, that's not right. And you change for what you think is right. Okay? And swallow your pride. If you know you're wrong, just apologize. If you know it's not the correct way, then try to do the correct one again. Okay? Always try. Vigilant. That's all we can do.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic. Olesis, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Happy to see you, wonderful viewers. My name is Nabila. The friendly people of Bahrain lovingly keep you in their hearts and their prayers. Bahrain is a Middle Eastern archipelago in the Persian Gulf, consisting of Bahrain Island and 30 other smaller islands. In the lone desert, there lives the wondrous 400-year-old evergreen tree of Life of Bahrain. Named so due to its adaptability, remaining green and healthy in the desert with no source of obvious water. It is believed that its starboard draws water from underground. On Hawar Island is a unique environment with diverse fauna and many bird species, primarily the Socotra cormorants. As well, there are some small herds of Arabian oryx and sand gazelle. In contrast to the natural environment, its capital city, Manama, is modern and cosmopolitan, with its captivating
skyscrapers,
a national museum, and impressive tourist resources. One feature that stands out is the Bahrain World Trade Center 1. The building integrates large-scale wind turbines into its sustainable design for energy efficiency. In speaking of Bahrain, one cannot forget the 100,000 ancient burial mounds scattered across the land. The most magnificent of these are the 17 royal mounds of Ali, built around 4,000 years ago. The people of Bahrain honor the tradition with their lifestyle, as the constitution affirms that the family is the cornerstone of society, the strength of which lies in religion, ethics, and patriotism. We are delighted to briefly introduce majestic Bahrain to you. Endearing viewers, we wish heaven grants you all your benevolent wishes.
Thank you.
For over 3 decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, and to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the first Sikh Guru Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. She emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. Supreme Master Qinghai is an extraordinary living example of compassion, regularly sending material and financial assistance as well as love to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai is deeply grateful to the beloved God for all the financial help, comfort, and support to the afflicted and needy and or any good cause over the years. As a humble vessel for His compassion and love towards His precious children, Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thank all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, and individuals, as well as many awards from them, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22 and October 25, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Thank you. apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thank all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful and loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in blissful harmony. Her initiatives to spread the vegan trend are diverse and have included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurant, Loving Heart, vegan food product companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as regularly speaking to influential government and media leaders, and participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Over the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide from the Americas to Africa, from Europe to Oceania, and held hundreds of discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled
Buddhist Stories, the Story of Ananda, the Names of Hills, and the Praise of the Buddha, Part 9 of 11, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English, on August 10, 2015, in France.
Yeah? One nonsense question, Master.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Do you see Shakyamuni Buddha and or such earth-stored bodhisattva, do they help you to do your...
They all help, yes.
And Shakyamuni Buddha, does he look different in... He's in the fifth level or...
Oh, he's beautiful, not like the photo we make, not like the painting.
Oh.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, glorious, bright, like 10,000 sun. And his arms is emitting all the fingers and light with different colors and blessing people and all beings all the time. Every, no hair, just light coming out like hair, but it's not hair. It's so big, so great. Wonderful. If he appear here right now, we have no room to sit. Beautiful, glorious, so majestic, so wholesome, so holy, so awesome, so, you know, inspire you to want to bow to him and kiss his feet and in respect and gratitude and gladness, you know, just to see like that and you just want to swoon. Mm. Any more questions? Yeah.
I don't have any questions. I just want to share what I saw in my dream.
Your dream?
Yes. It happened actually maybe five years ago.
5 years ago?
Yeah. Mm. And we were sitting in a great big hall. Maybe we meditated together. Mm. And suddenly come flying lots of snakes with lights. And you grab all of them and you put in the trash. Mm. And one of snake, before you put in trash, you look at me and give me to put in the trash. Mm-hmm. And then I put it. Mm. And I didn't understand what does mean it. Maybe 2 years, I 2 years I didn't understand. At that time, I've helped in center, meditation center. Mm-hmm. And 2, maybe 3 years later, I understand that when we help in our center, our brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. and we think that when we work, master's work, mm-hmm. and we think that we helping master, mm-hmm. and then I understand it's not. This work is blessing from you. Yeah. And we helping us. Is it true, Master?
Yeah. It's good that you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, some people don't understand that. They think they're working for me. So sometimes they don't like to.
One of messengers once told me that even we loving people, we understand that we are loving, but actually it was the master, not we.
Okay. It's complicated, I think. It's okay.
Okay.
I know you understand. I know you know, and I understand.
Yes.
The world is very shallow compared to what we understand inside. It's okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
For sharing.
Thank you. And
anything else? Yeah.
Yes, Master. I always afraid of ego.
Ego?
Ego. Uh-huh. Yes. Always afraid. It happens to me very often. And I really want to wake up myself. It's ego. It's not, you know, it makes you fall down. Be careful. And it's very, very difficult to know what is it. Am I have an ego or not? And I saw lots of my sisters and brothers, the ego falling them down. It's very difficult. And I want to ask you, please, Master, again, how can we protect us from ego, please, Master?
Maybe I go ask God. It's very difficult. Because this world contaminates you, okay? Everybody encourage you. You have to be big, you have to be better than everybody else, and then it's like a competition all the time. So you train yourself to have such a spirit, and it become ego. With practice and with the world's lessons, you will be better. You know? Like the world will teach you how to be humble. And then you will know it. Otherwise, like if you work with someone, or if you work with the master, and then they scold you all the time, or they always point out your fault, then slowly your ego also come down. But the more ego come down, the spirit will come up. Yeah, too much garbage collected in here. It's not your fault. None of you has ever done anything wrong. It's not your fault. Even if I reprimand you for that, or you know, telling you that is bad and all that, but still, it's not your fault. If you're not born in this world, you would have never done anything wrong like that. Nothing you could do in heaven that is wrong, okay? Also, before you're born here, sometimes you pick up some of the wrong things so that you can be born here. If you're perfect, you cannot. The master don't have to carry that to come down, because master come down here, pick up garbage from everybody, so she didn't have to pick up any garbage to bring down with. Yeah, but for ordinary being, you must have something to come down. It's not unconditional. That's why I say being born in a human body is very difficult. It's a very rare chance to be a human. And even then, they make you pick up some garbage to bring it down. So that you have to train to struggle. And that's what we call ego. It's not your fault to begin with. Yeah, and try to ignore it. You know, when you know if it's your ego rises its head up, then you ignore it. You say, no, that's not right. Then you change for what you think is right. Okay? Or swallow your pride. If you know you're wrong, just apologize. If you know it's not the correct way, then try to do the correct one again. Okay? Always try. Vigilant. That's all we can do. Because the ego is born with us so that we make trouble, so that we go into the wrong way, so that, you know, we mess up our life. That's the purpose. Delusion. Delusion, ego. Okay? Don't worry about it. Everybody has it. Ask him, do you have any ego? Mucho ego. Yes, you don't just have ego and mistake. You see, you have also good things with you. You have the five precepts, you eat vegetarian, you meditate. Maybe ego is just one little part, okay? And try to subdue it or ignore it. It's a difficult question, difficult to do this. Even the fifth level saints, if you reach a fifth level of spiritual consciousness, you still have 1% ego.
I want to erase it.
No, not on the fifth level, you still have 1%. When you go much higher, you know, like border the sixth level, then maybe you have no more. That's why you stay in the fifth level downward. Because human beings, they carry things with them. Even the fifth level, you still have 1% ego. That's a lot. Yeah, 1% is a lot. Yeah, why? Because 0% is better.
But this level is such a honor.
You will go there sooner or later.
Sure.
Yes, you believe that. Understand. It's good. Yeah, he believes it, and because he knows. Just like many things you believe is true. You can't explain it, but you know it is. For that reason, I also do my meditation every day, because I know it works. I know for sure it works. That's why I meditate. When I meditate and I see this and that, or I do things for the world, I know it works. I know 100% it works. Just nobody see it. But I know it. I know it. So I continue, you see? Nothing can stop me. Because I know it works. Yes. It's just so easy. Just like you know you're hungry, and when you eat, you know you're eating. You know, every muscle you bring in your body, you know, oh, it's delicious. I'm feeling better now. It's very clear like that. Yeah. So because you're still hungry and you know it's working for your body and you like it, so nobody can stop you from eating that. Okay, very easy, very clear. Okay? Anything else?
Master, some of what I believe is very crazy.
Very crazy? What is it then? Tell me. No. Now you tell me and then you don't tell and then everybody get anxious. Tell us. What is it?
I always believe that I can erase that ego.
Yes.
Like until not present.
Sure can. It's crazy. But yes, we can. Yeah? Okay. No, not like 1% completely in the fifth level, but you know, some residue is still there. Yeah? It's just the mechanism of the five worlds, you know? Everybody has to have ego. Otherwise, nobody wants to do anything. If you don't have ego, you will not want to go to work, you not want to earn money, you not want to look good, you not bother to wear this clothes better than the other one, thing like that, okay? It's just a driving motion, driving force, so that we continue to live in this life. If you don't have the ego, you don't even want to live anymore. Not because you're depressed, not because you don't feel good about life, it's just driving force. You have no motive. Okay? Yeah. You don't want to compete in sport, you don't want to know more about wisdom, you don't want to do anything. It's a driving motor for our life. Okay? So keep it until fifth level. And then over there, you don't need it, you can also discard, you know? After you reach it, you can do with ego or not ego. You can keep it or not, okay? Right now, still need. Yeah. like the engine of the car is noisy and is oily, and if you touch it and all that, but you need it. When you drive the car, you need it. Okay? Yeah. Right. Anything else? Good. Erase your ego, huh? Yeah. I know everything is not real, that's for sure. I really know that. Not just talking, but I really knew it. I know it now. I know it. You know, I don't know just now, but I mean already known. But still, you are in front of me. And your love is real to me. Understand? In this situation, your love is real. Your presence is real. Your improvement of practice is real. Your yearning for liberation is all real. Okay? But I know it's not real, but still, because of you, it's all real. Okay? It's like, okay, the children, sometimes they're just having a small little bicycle and run around and so happy and so proud of this little bicycle for a 2, 3, 5 years old kid. You know, it's just a toy, but for him, it's the world. And because of that, for you, it's also because of his happiness with the bicycle, with motorcycle or bicycle, bicycle. And it's real. If you yourself, you know it's just a toy, you wouldn't go and buy it for yourself. You know that for sure. Just like I know is everything is not real. But still, for the kid, it's all he has. It's his dream come true. Birthday present, yeah? Very proud every day doing that. So you wouldn't come and scold him. It's just a toy. Don't be silly. Throw it out. Cut it off. Detach. Huh?
It's not real.
It's not real bicycle. Grow up like me and I buy you a real, real bicycle. Don't be silly, throw it out. Understand? Yeah? Okay. This example is not real. It's not really the good one, but you understood, huh? Okay. Any more question? Oh, talking. If anyone need to go, please go, huh? Go for me also, otherwise. I sit until I cannot, and I must run. Yeah.
I just want to share something, because you're talking about real and children. Before coming here, my son asked me, why do I need to go? Mm. You see Master on TV, you're going to go see her on TV too. Mm. I said, no, I'm going to see Master in person. He said, really, live in person? That's cool. Mm. So, that's it. I just wanted to share that, because you're talking about real and children.
Yeah. So, am I cool or are you cool?
No, it's cool that I get to see you in person.
Why? You saw me
well,
many
for him,
times.
Because all he's seen of you is on TV, SMTV and videos.
Okay. So. One day we will have a place, you know, like Sihu, for example. Even family member, non-initiate can also come every Sunday, you know. No, mostly they bring them, children. Oh, when I'm in Sihu, then you probably won't see me. You probably sit there, I don't know where. Oh, are you there somewhere? It's too big, you know, a lot of people. And they can bring children, husband, wives, friends, you know. But mostly because only Taiwanese people, so they come only Sunday and then go back. But if I was there, I were there for any reason, then you can come and also stay, like here. Let's be more free. Yeah. Can bring your children also. Mm. And we don't have much facility, but we have enough bathroom, okay? And you can camp, that is the thing. You see, you can have a tent for your children. I cannot build for everybody, sorry, even then, even if I want to. That place is not buildable, yeah? And even if I build, how do I build, okay? One meditation hall for everybody, and then one for women, and one for your children, and another one is for a gay, and another one is for a lesbian, and then between if a bisexual, what? Yeah, to be you know, correct. I build forever, no? And then one for the handicapped, one for non-handicapped. One for the snoring loud people, and one for quiet loving people. Whew, I've been working all my life just to build different, you know, departments for different kind of people. Like some people become monks and nuns, and they ask them whether or not was gender. If they're not like a normal man, a normal woman, then it's difficult to accept. Because where do I put them? One side for men already, and one side for women already. Before, I didn't have enough space in Sihu. You know, in the beginning, I bought all this small place. I didn't have much money. Also, that's the only place they sell. Yeah? And then, so we have to screen like that. Otherwise, one quarter for men, one quarter for women, and one for lesbian, one for gay, and one for bisexual, and one for don't know what, you know. Don't know what kind of gender yet. testing. just wait there and see. Then there'll be a lot of work, you know. This is a problem. It's not about discrimination, but very difficult to live with human. You don't know. If you just build a tent area just for everybody to have fun, it's different. But for an ashram, you know, it's responsibility and stuff. Why are you looking so sad, Mongoli? Are you sad? No.
No.
Okay. Sometimes serious, huh? Okay. Yeah, father of two, my God, what? How can a man smile all day? Being a father, you know? Yes.
I am perfect, Master, in here.
What?
With you, I am feeling perfect, Master.
You feel good?
Okay. Yeah.
Then it's good. Yeah. One time I asked a person, how come you are so patient, one of your brothers from America? He said, after being married, Master. Yeah. Patient is a must. I said, why is your wife so difficult? He said, I wouldn't say that, but, you know. And besides, you live with family of the wife, you know. Both parents and then the brothers and sister and the whole family and the wife. So I say, wow, you didn't need to study with me. You are saint already. Don't ask me what level. Then one of your sister, you know, I think maybe from Hong Kong, she say, after having children, you know, they teach you patience, humility, everything. You have to have all that. In order to be a mother, yeah? Yeah, it's true also.
They are teachers.
They're teachers. Oh, they test you no end.
It is so beautiful, Shihu.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Over there is more free, we have room, and I rent more place now. Yeah. Around there we cannot buy, we can just rent. Oh, in the place at the main area, I bought already. Many years, and then continue a little bit here, a little bit there. But in some place we can only rent, you know, for people to park the car. And then I rent a new place, and they meditate inside now, more deeper. Yeah, so it's better now. We bought a new piece of land, because the initial keep eating up into my quarter. Yeah. Now they sit right in front of my cave, and next to my cave, and if I go there, I probably, excuse me, can I? Can I pass? Just a second. Yeah, sitting everywhere now. So that probably if I go back, I have to stay in a new little land next to it. You know, just next to it. Yeah. And I don't have any cave there, so it's okay now. I don't need to make any cave anymore. Probably the old cave of people, like museum style, you know. Sunday I sit there and $5 each to come. Yeah, check out my cave, 2x3, you know, $5. Make a tour around the cave. You don't have to. Just peep in and you see everything. It's not much there. It's just a mattress on the floor and air vent on the ceiling and a little stove. There's a little wood burning. A chimney, like, you know, set. No, inside, it's for warming, but I don't use it. The cave is too small. My heat rebound to me. Very hot. It's warm enough, no, it's not all that. It's not all that hot. A tour of the cave, you know, inside. Take you 1 second. Ooh, okay. Done, $5. Yeah, if I cannot earn money anyway, I sell tickets for my cave. Probably a good attraction. Because it's probably been famous by now. What was it before? Ah, okay. The back mountain and the side mountain is more beautiful than the front. The front just, I plant big trees overnight. Oh, we work very hard. We roll in woods and to bring big trees inside. And then we plant it right overnight. Overnight, you wake up and then you see a lot of big trees growing already. But it takes some more time to regrow the leaves, and now it's like jungle over there. It's very nice to walk inside. Very cool. Mm. We put up umbrella, sunrella, big one, and everybody sit under there. We go coffee shop, or browsing around, the jewelry shop and the bookshop and things like that. It's okay. I like Sihu. I like it very much. I built it. You know, I built all the cave, and I built a little stream. I plant all the trees together with the monks at that time.
Respected viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Buddhist Stories, the story of Ananda, the names of hills, and the praise of the Buddha, part 9 of 11, on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May Allah shower His blessings upon you.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.